Blog Talk Radio.
Finally tonight here, what we discovered in our ABC archives today, Aretha Franklin in her 20s on her move from that choir to stages across the country.
I come from a singing family.
Aretha Franklin in her own words, on her roots, her father, her church, her first audience.
Well, I started in the choir at my father's church, and from the choir I became a soloist along with the choir. He coached me a lot in singing, taking my time and working with the song. It's a matter of feeling, and it's also a matter of sound.
Smile, you know you got it.
It was kind of, as you say, a woman's anthem, a battle cry, a mantra. But everyone wants respect. Everyone needs respect.
And until the very end, she remained private, most comfortable in the home. And it was the music that gave Aretha her voice.
Music is my thing. It's who I am.
And tonight, a special 2020 for many of you at 8 Eastern. Good night. Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a very cool episode here on Francie and Friends, because tonight we are paying tribute to the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin. Now, everybody knows that Aretha Franklin has passed away a couple of days ago. I believe that was Thursday. Was that Thursday or Friday, Nick?
I think it was Thursday, yes.
She passed away. She's been battling cancer for quite some time, and she finally ended her battle of cancer. And she sadly passed away in hospice care close to all of her families and friends. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to pay tribute to Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. And something that I never knew about Aretha Franklin, I mean, yeah, she's a multi-Grammy winner. She's won just about everything that you could ever think to win. One thing I didn't know about her, which was really cool, is that she actually was with Martin Luther King, having like little charades with him when he right before he passed away, 2 months before his death. So doing this show, I've actually learned a lot about Aretha Franklin. And I'm really happy to hear of all of her great accomplishments. I'm going to get some more callers on the air. And right now, what I would like to do until I get some more callers is I would like to play a little song by Aretha Franklin. As you heard in her own words, that music was great to her, but it wasn't her life. And I think that's pretty humble of her. So I think what I want to play right now is A Change Is Going to Come. And I love this song. So let's check this out.
There's an old friend that I want to say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. Just like the river. running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Oh yeah.
Another version of that, because we've had a really good guest here on Francie and Friends. I got to make sure I'm unmuted, because I always... Yeah, we've had a really good guest who's been on our show a couple of times, and his name is Solomon Burke, and what we're going to do is we're going to play this song later on where Solomon Burke was actually doing a tribute show to another singer, and he waived all of his fees if he could have one chance to do a
duet
with Aretha Franklin.
And
he never got the answer. So the guy that was hosting the thing, he thought that he would have to actually pay Solomon Burke to do it. And it turns out that Aretha Franklin was actually on the side wings. She was actually on the side wings, and he was performing that song, and out of nowhere, she showed up, and it's a really cool performance, and if anybody has not seen it, I would recommend that you see it. In fact, Rolling Stones called that is one of the most emotional appearances ever in the music industry, because Solomon Burke actually cried on stage when she walked out. So that's going to be really cool. I'm about to pick up on a guest that we have calling in tonight. His name is Lenny. He's a huge Aretha Franklin fan. And wait, Lenny, try it again. And he's going to call. Is it ringing? Hold on. Maybe I have to. Hold on. I got to refresh. Ah, I love live radio. What do we always say, Nick? Everything that can go wrong will go wrong on Francie and Friends. This show is cursed. Hold on, Lydia. You're not on yet. I got to unmute you. Okay, I got you. Okay, now you're live.
Oh, live is good. Everything's great. All right, how are we all doing, folks, out here? We're talking to Aretha Franklin tonight. Oh, my God. What a lady. What a performer. I mean, started gospel singing in Detroit, Michigan. When she was a youngster, we moved through it all, through the Motown years. And what a beautiful lady. I don't even know what to say. Remember, well, I grew up in the Gary, Indiana area, and they made a movie called The Blues Brothers out in Skokie, Illinois. They tore up a whole mall with the police and stuff
yes,
out there. I was a youngster. Yeah, it was crazy. I was there. Actually watched some of the filming. I was probably about 14 then. It was crazy. Aretha Franklin did such an outstanding performance in that movie. That was, you know, with blues, the Blues Brothers. We had, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. You know, may he rest in peace. Good times, great songs. All the music in that entire production, that whole movie is just it's outrageously good. We're talking Motown, the best and the greatest. I just want to take a moment to just remember Aretha right now. It's just one of the best that I've ever heard before as far as music. When we go down to it now, I watched the Whitney Houston thing the other night on, I guess it was like HBO or something, and they were talking about a lot about Aretha Franklin and you know how what she did for Whitney Houston. Just Whitney Houston just loved her. Good stuff. I just want to say that and thank you guys for out here. You know, well, let's give her a big salute, and God bless. We had that kind of talent here. And God bless you all.
Yeah, and Lenny, it has been said that Aretha Franklin has had the most comebacks in music history. Like, you thought she was gone. Like, she took a little break. Blues Brothers came out. Boom, Aretha Franklin's back on top. I mean, everything that she did, everything that she touched turned to gold. Would you... Did I lose you? Nick, would you say that's correct?
Well, yeah. Yeah, everything that she touched turned to gold. I remember she came out with Freeway of Love.
Oh, yeah,
Freeway of Love in a pink Cadillac. Yeah, that was a top 40 hit. That like made it to popular radio stuff. Everybody knew who Aretha Franklin was, but that was like... She went up to the contemporary pop stars of the day. She was on that level with that song and a lot of stuff in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Should we play Think? Oh, I'm trying to think. Should we play Think or should we play Freeway of Love? let's do Think. Okay, Lydia, we got you back. We're going to play the song Think. By Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta... I'm in the arms. Think, here we go.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, that's not
that. Shut up, woman.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think. Let your mind go right, yourself be free.
Otis Redding, what a wonderful, out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, right
beautiful
there.
Beautiful artist. That
right guy. There. One of the greatest singers, again, of all time.
Definitely. Definitely along the same genre.
Yep, exactly. And let's see here. What else did... Nick, you paid a lot. What else... What else interesting fact did you learn about Aretha Franklin?
I don't know. I have to think about
it. Interesting fact about Aretha Franklin. Well, we all know she was a great gospel singer when she was a teenager in Detroit, Michigan, with her mother, also. And
yeah, she started off as one of the choirs as a teenager, and then she got so good that she was the main act.
Not unlike Whitney Houston, who did just about exactly the same thing, believe it or not, if anyone knows out there,
Yeah, in fact, you were mentioning Motown. Did you know that she didn't actually sign for Motown?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I guess I grew up in Gary, and, everything that was going on back in the 60s was all about Motown. The Temptations and...
It was on that documentary. She was going to sign for Motown, but she decided not to because she wasn't going to have her creativity. And then she signed for Columbia Pictures, who said, "We need to bring your gospel voice into this."
Yeah, well, she was very picky with that. I do remember that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we learned a little bit.
Yeah, I do remember the Blues Brothers movie.
You can't go wrong with that one.
Who can't remember the scenes with, they're in the diner.
Yeah. Let's play another Aretha Franklin song.
Yeah, please,
right?
Let's do something.
Something that Nick mentioned was Freeway of Love.
Okay, Freeway of Love. That sounds like a really good one right now.
Yeah. Because this was another comeback kid song for her. Let's find it last song. I need to get this stuff more. I thought I had the Freeway of Love. Let's just play Respect.
That's the one I was thinking of. I think we all wanted to hear that anyway. Let's play that. All right.
Just live, don't want much. Just live, don't want me a little bit. Don't want my boy. Just live.
You're right. What, and what year was that? Do we know what year that song came out?
I think it was 1969.
Yeah, okay, 69. And you're looking at a six-year-old Lenny about that time. I do remember the music well. Yeah, there was so much going on. We had busing going in and out of schools ourselves. And yeah, but she did so much for the black community. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and the first time she sang that song on television, that song skyrocketed to number one.
Oh, it went right to the top, and, you know.
That was it. That was all she needed right there was that one, R-E-S-T-E-T.
That's it right there.
I think that was probably the first words that the first word that all of us kids learned to spell before we were five.
Probably was, you know, ABCs and also R-E-S-T-E. Yeah.
That was
you
our ABCs. That was it. That was it.
That's
and
it right
then,
there. Exactly.
No, that was probably our first word to spell was respect.
That's right. And that's why it was such a good, you know, time period for us all.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I believe that she definitely got the respect because, let's face it, she performed at three presidential.
That is right. Yes.
Jimmy Carter.
I believe. Bill Clinton also, right?
Yep. And Obama.
And Obama.
Obama
yes.
Actually cried during her performance.
Wow, incredible. You know, Aretha was just awesome. I mean, come on, what can be said? But that right there says a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. This young girl who wasn't supposed to win at life came out the champion.
That's right, come from Detroit, Michigan, with so many people, you know, at that time. And a gospel singer.
And gospel.
And, you know, just brought it up right from there. It's just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah,
the world has lost it.
She definitely did that. Should we play another one?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, because I'm actually this is and everybody is probably going to hate me after I say this statement. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I did not know that Aretha Franklin
performed
this song.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, I will be
sad
at this.
One more song.
Okay.
You have a favorite right now?
Nope. That's not the one. There it is.
Oh,
so the show's almost over, Lenny. We're almost through this.
Killing me.
That hour goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, you don't have time going. I gotta get back in there.
Lenny is actually looking up more information
on
Aretha Franklin. Hey, now I gotta ask you. Back in the 80s, there was this rap song that was done by this white guy.
Mm.
It was called The Duke's Rap. Do you remember what name he called out? It was the ha, the ha, the ha, 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 ha.
No.
Right in the middle of the song,
really?
He would say, Aretha Franklin, Aretha.
Like
you've got to hear it. You've got to hear it. You've got to hear it. Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin.
Woo!
Yeah, it was John Wayne's rap, The Duke.
The Duke.
The
on.
Duke's rap. Yeah, remember
right
he would
say.
He would say, Aretha Franklin, Aretha. Yeah, he would call.
That's
we,
awesome.
You got to hear the song. It is like, while you were in your diapers and wetting your pants, I was up upon the roster rapping to the beat. Da, ha, da, ha. Da, ha, 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 ha. And right in the middle of the song, he would be like, Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, Aretha. You got it. I cannot believe you've never heard that song.
Well, I probably have. No.
It was hilarious. It was like one of my all-time favorite songs as a kid.
Wow.
I used to roller skate to that song.
There you go.
How do you roller skate to? Da ha, da ha. It's just another part of pop culture that
pop
she
culture.
Is
she
in.
Inspired so much.
She did. She
oh,
did.
Incredible.
The reason why you're hearing Lenny in the background is because Lenny keeps hanging up.
I don't know how to get back on there, so give him a second.
Da ha, da ha, da ha, ha, ha. That's the way the world works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
In fact, when I heard that she was in hospice on Good Day Sacramento. I was like, oh. And then the next day, I was like, oh, Nick, Aretha Franklin just died.
Yeah, that was huge.
And then she didn't. And then I watched Good Day Sacramento 2 days later, and they said that she finally passed away.
Yeah.
And it was peacefully.
Yeah.
So
with
family and friends. So
you gotta
love that. That's who you want to be surrounded with. And I'm almost guaranteeing that Aretha Franklin. You're gonna be saying that tomorrow. Aretha Franklin. You gotta hear it. Oh wait, not quite. No, you're not in.
Trying to get in there.
Oh, there you are.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Everybody, Lenny, you're going to be saying that tomorrow.
I will.
And
I'm
probably going to get a lot of hate mail, or I'm going to get a lot of, that was a funny laugh. Man.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, if it was a song, I mean, come on. Still giving her the props, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's calling out for like, hey, you're the bomb.
Right. I mean, who doesn't remember her? And like, I gotta keep bringing this up. The movie. Come on now, Blues Brothers. It's like she was just beautiful in that movie.
She was
very powerful, and I guess Jake and Edward Blues needed a bass player or something, and I guess that was her hook. That's a little, little shot.
And her husband.
Yeah, and her husband. You better think about doing this.
You're going to go on tour with these idiots?
Yeah, right. Again, Jake and the Blues, those guys are losers. The first time, but hey, they got the band back together. Here we go. And so she's like, okay, and let him go. Yeah, the last thing he just throws his, like, suit down that she had for him. And that was it. So.
Definitely. I mean, if you think about it, of all the female singers, she has won three, also count them, three Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Wow.
At the Grammys.
Right there, you know, Jack.
I believe she has won 24 Grammys.
Jesus. Yeah, I haven't done my homework on that, but I believe you're probably right, at least that many. You know, God bless her, too, you know. I know that's full of fun, but what a wonderful woman.
And a great personality, and everybody that has ever met her said that she's like one of the nicest and most kindest women that you could ever meet.
And I believe that 100%. I mean, you know, in the gospel and everything, she was just a wonderful woman. I mean, how could she just do what she did? You know, it's a great thing. Because that's what God does. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Only the best.
Exactly. Now, speaking of that, are we ready to play Solomon Burke and Aretha Franklin duet?
Oh, this was a rare video. Yes. Oh, you know, this was, I don't even know if any of our listeners have even seen this before.
I don't know either. In fact, this was given to me by Solomon Burke Jr., which is Solomon Burke's son. Solomon Burke has been on my show twice. He was going to come on a third time, but he did pass away. And he became a really good friend of ours.
Yeah, he's been great.
And not only with the show, with the him,
mm-hmm.
but Victoria, Solomon Burke Jr., Gemini Burke, I mean, all of them.
Oh, yeah, the whole family.
They're such wonderful people. And Solomon Burke Jr., he gave me this. And I didn't know this.
I kind of dug it up, underground. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. You guys can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, and what was really cool about this is that it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk a little bit before we play.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was a tribute show for another singer.
Who had passed, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Solomon Burke and Aretha Franklin both waived all their wages. You're not going to pay me to be a part of this.
Right.
Aretha Franklin did it because she's very kind-hearted and a very nice woman. Solomon Burke did it also because he's also a very kind man and very loving man. But he told the guy that was doing the show, I will definitely save all my wages if I get to do a duet with Aretha.
Right.
The guy couldn't promise anything, and he was like, okay, I'll bring it up. He asked Aretha's manager, Aretha Franklin never gave any. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I sound like a northerner.
Yeah, no, you're from the south, I think. But anyway, yeah, I'm from the north.
It's the east coast thing.
It's all good.
So he never got the answer from Solomon. Solomon was doing the last performance of the night.
Exactly.
Aretha Franklin just got done doing it. She's in the wings.
Yeah, let's not hear this. This is incredible.
She got the microphone.
Yeah, she never did agree to do anything.
She never agreed.
We don't even know, right? When I heard it last night, I was really.
And you could see the emotion in Solomon Burke, like, oh my gosh, especially when she.
He did great, it's off the charts, it's something that wasn't planned, it's a
remarkable performance. And Lenny, I'm so sorry you didn't get to talk to Solomon.
Well, I would like to talk to Solomon Burke's son. I mean, that would have been fun, but it's okay, we got time for that over time.
All right, here we go.
This was really kind of moved me last night when I heard this one.
Yeah, it is. Hold on. Oh, no, my old switchboard's lined up again. Hold on, I got to refresh the page.
Got to refresh the page.
That's what I'm saying. We're here in 2018. I don't have the best. I don't have nothing. I'm 55 out here. But it's like I can find somebody's phone number on my phone. So we understand. These technical difficulties can go on here in the studio.
Oh, you have no idea how bad they get here at. Here we go.
Okay, well, here we go.
Solomon Burke and Aretha Franklin.
Oh, my God. Let's do this. Go.
The king of rock and soul, Mr. Solomon Burke.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. I had a problem loading it. Okay, I'll play it on my Facebook page. Lenny, our show's about to go off the air.
15.
Any last words that you want to say about Aretha Franklin?
Oh, God bless her. And, you know, she's in a better place. I love her. Both down. Let's do it. Gary, Indiana.
Linda, you got off again. No, when I uploaded that song, I kept having problems, and I was hoping that it was going to work. It is, and we'll play it for you and I, and we'll play it this. Yeah. So what we're going to do, Lenny, is.
I like this kind of stuff, and I'll be good, man, once I get going. Watch out. No, it's cool.
If you want to be a regular on the show, here is Aretha Franklin's last song.
Somewhere.
I'll see it somewhere.
I'm gonna be wanted. Jesus, please, guys.
Aretha Franklin's last song. I'm gonna turn off the tent. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm gonna.
Let's hope this one.
One more song.
Okay.
You have a favorite right now?
A favorite right now.
Mm-hmm. I said, Aretha, play a song for me.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice.
Okay.
Just play me a little bit of song before I go home tonight.
What would that be? Okay. Good night. Sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart. What's the lyric?
I don't know.
No, the party's over.